Hey there, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I just wanted to make a real quick video about a topic that I've been writing about recently called the unapologetic man. What does it mean to live an unapologetic life and to live in your power, live in your integrity? But the opposite of an unapologetic man is an overly apologetic man. And what I wanted to explain in this video to you is just a distinction between being overly apologetic and just apologizing when you should. First of all, it goes without saying that if you screw up, if you do something really stupid, or if you step on somebody's toe, or you hurt somebody, you do something that you're not proud of yourself, you apologize. Men apologize. That's what we do when we're living in our integrity. We apologize for the mistakes we made that don't align with our own values. If we cross our own boundaries or our own expectations, we apologize. But here's the rub. I used to be a certain kind of guy. And I'm wondering if you might have some of these traits too. This kind of guy is overly apologetic. He tends to use apologies as a defense mechanism. He'll start to say, well, I'm sorry if I'm not the perfect man. I'm sorry if the planets don't align to make you happy. And I'm sorry if I was just trying to help you. Or I'm sorry if I just want to have a healthy sex life. And start saying, I'm sorry about everything. I'm sorry that you're mad. I'm sorry that your parents are crazy. I'm sorry. Have you ever had a friend who said, I'm sorry all the time? Somebody who just apologized excessively and they drove you crazy? Well, you know what that energy feels like. You know what it feels like in return and how they just make you nuts. And you wonder why they're so apologetic, why they feel so weak and so inadequate. And you tell them, stop apologizing for everything. In romantic relationships, we can do that too. We could get into that apologetic mode and just start apologizing for everything with the secret hidden agenda that we just might get her to say, I'm sorry too. And you know that frustration that women never apologize for anything, that the area of their brain reserved for apologies is about the size of a gnat? That myth has come around because men are so upset that women don't apologize because we're the ones spending all the time apologizing. If we spend so much time apologizing for every little thing and trying to be accepted and approved of and liked by apologizing and trying to look like the good guy, there's no way a woman will apologize. She sees the game. And so that's what I want you to consider. Apologize when you're out of alignment with your values, when you're crossing your own boundaries for what you expect of yourself. Sure. Apologize for that, but watch the apologitis, the disease of being an overly apologetic man. There's no question in my mind, and from my own experience, it makes you feel like crap. It makes you unattracted to yourself. It makes you lose confidence, and it totally kills all attraction in her. A woman's ability to be attracted to you as a confident man who knows his values is severely maligned when you overly apologize all the time for everything for the purpose of getting her attention and approval. I hope that makes sense. So your challenge is for the next 30 days, don't apologize for things that don't need apologies. Check what it is you're apologizing for. And if it's something that deserves an apology, do it. But if it's something that has a hidden agenda where you're trying to get her to apologize in return, it's a good sign you shouldn't do it. 30 days. I promise you, if you can go 30 days without doing that, you're going to feel a new sense of liberation from shame and from feeling inadequate. I hope that helps. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.